back to it here on BBS Radio on this Wednesday evening. It is close to 6 o'clock on Wednesday, June 19th, 2019, here in Northern California. My name is Gijs Minderhout. We await more people to join in here on the conference call phone line, as this is, as usual, a simulcast to the conference call. Welcome to the caller. Thank you for being here. Please say name and location. But of course, only if you want to. Thank you for being here. And I want to mention again, after this call, this show, which stops at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we do our whole Planet Healing conference call. Let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Gijs. This is Prudy.
Welcome to you, Prudy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. The next caller, we welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. And I was just mentioning the conference call, Whole Planet Healing, 7 p.m., 7 days a week. You can call in only per phone. It's not online. And the phone number you can find at wholeplanethealing.com. And here, now I will give you the phone number, which is 712-770-4340 with the access code of 250-513-pound. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Gijs. It's Wanda up in Canada.
Good evening to you. Welcome, Wanda.
Thank you.
Repeat the phone number one more time, 712-770-4340, access code 250-513-pound.
Gijs, does he use the same number for the recording?
It's a different number. Let me find this for you.
I have to find a pen, too.
Yeah. All right. Sounded like a big purse. Good evening,
no,
welcome to the coffee call.
That was my book's briefcase, my file cabinet.
Okay.
One of my filing cabinets.
We had another person join in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Gijs, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Hi, Bruce.
Good evening, Don.
Hi, Wanda.
Tell me when you are ready for the phone number, Wanda.
Sure, now.
So it is majorly the same as the regular number, 712-770. And then 4009. And then with the same access code of 250-513-pound. And we did have another caller join in here. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Jeannie. Thank
you.
Hi, Don.
Welcome to those that just came on board. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
Hi. Hello. This is Jeannie from Salt Lake City.
I picked up Janine. Hello, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Janine.
Thank you.
And I heard
Hello,
another voice.
Everybody. Hello, this is Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome to you.
Hi, Shirley.
I have a question. I wasn't able to get in today, but my son passed away, and I was wondering if he had any messages for me. He passed away on Thursday, and I'm locked out. I have to go run around the building in the rainstorm, and I'll call back in 15 15 minutes.
All right. Hey, bless you,
so sorry
Shirley.
To hear that, Shirley.
Thank you.
So sorry, Shirley.
More people joined in here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you.
Greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
Thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
And as Ben and Terry are still putting their makeup on, we need to be here, just patient.
When? I mean, hi?
Yeah.
Do you think that you might be able to call Wynn and alert him to the fact that Shirley really needs to ask a question, even though she wasn't able to get through on the email? Can you maybe
I'll try to reach him.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Thank you for being here. You look
Hi.
Great.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi there.
Blessings,
Hello.
Terry.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you. Hi.
And we had more callers joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Abby. Driving.
Roger in Austin.
Hello, what? Abby, and hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Abby.
Hello, Roger. Hello, Abby.
Hello, hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. Hi, everyone.
I heard everyone say hi in my mind.
I guess nobody wants to say hi to me.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, good.
I was thinking about Shirley. Sorry about that, guys. I was thinking about Shirley, and I guess I was thinking that we all should just think about Shirley for a moment.
You don't have
and
the
love
phone,
light.
Do you? Loyal. You don't have the cooler on, do you?
Huh?
You don't have the air conditioner.
Yeah, I do. You got to open your vent. I'll call.
I'm using this phone line. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. I'm just texting you that Shirley just called in. And she said that her friend just passed away, and
her son.
She was anxious.
I thought she said it was her son. I think she said it was
her son.
Son.
Her son.
Her son.
And she walked out of the building in the rain, and she's running around trying to get in her building right now.
Oh, so she really wants to ask a question, but she was unable.
And she'll be back on the show when she gets in the building.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if her son had any messages for her, is what she wanted to know.
Yeah, normally when somebody first dies, they're kind of discombobulated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For at least 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to do the 3 day of grace first.
She said it last Thursday, so it's been almost a week.
Well, okay.
Well,
you know, I'm sure
he's one of the group. So yeah, I think.
I'm sure.
Him.
All you can do is try.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The people that are coming to the calls regularly, they really like to do what they can. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, hang on. I'm gonna get right back on the call. Okay. I think I forgot something. All right.
Everyone
right
put her in the light. Put her in the light, Shirley. She needs our prayers.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. It's Edna.
Edna, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you.
Good evening.
Big Gates.
Good evening. Hello.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. If you want to, we welcome you.
God bless you, whoever that is.
Sounds like Abby.
Yes, how did you know I recognize my call?
He knows your sneeze.
God bless you.
Hey, hi. I found a picture on the Facebook the other day, and I sent you a note, and I said, "Is that you? Did you see that?"
Is that me? I don't know. I didn't see. Oh, this is like a while ago, or not? Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Yeah, so you sent your picture. Cool, thank you. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. This is Shirley again.
Welcome back, Shirley.
Good evening,
Blessings
everyone.
To you.
Hi, Shirley.
Welcome
back,
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Oh, my goodness, Shirley.
Shirley, did you
thank
say
you.
It was your son?
Yes, my oldest son.
Oh, Shirley.
How old
is
he? He passed away on Thursday, I think, from a heart attack, and they didn't find him until today.
Oh.
I'm very sorry
away
for your
dead.
Loss, Shirley.
That's a
thank
shock.
Thank you.
You have our prayers, dear.
We'll be lifting you up. Yeah. Feel the love.
Thank you.
We
thank
do.
You.
We love love. It's there.
We love you, Shirley. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's every mom's nightmare.
That's for sure.
The worst thing, the worst thing that can happen to a person is the child.
We're here for you, Shirley.
Absolutely.
But
you can lean on us.
Thank you so much.
No, he loves
you. Love to all.
Love to you, too.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Nick from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, Australian. Welcome.
Hey, how are you, so?
Hello, Nick. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Nick.
Nick.
Hey guys. Been some awesome stuff happening in the last few weeks.
Especially those Australian women playing soccer, right?
I haven't seen them, but I'm sure they do.
World Cup, yeah.
Awesome. I might have to check them out.
What other things did you have on mind that happened over the last, Nick?
Do you watch the Cowboys out there in Australia?
They're from North Queensland. I am originally from Queensland. I don't get into a lot of sport and that anymore. I used to watch it a bit, but not so much anymore.
Oh, yeah. A relative of mine does all the photography for all the sports over there.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Welcome to the next person that just came on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Sarah from Evanston, Illinois.
Hello, Sarah. Good evening to you and welcome.
Good evening.
Hi,
thank you. Hi.
Welcome back, Wynn.
Hey there. Hey, peanut butter.
No, it's a kangaroo.
Kangaroo. Vegemite.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hayden, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art.
How are you?
Hello, good.
Dr. Hey. Art. Hey there.
Dr. Art surely needs extra help today.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Is Shirley on the line now?
Yes.
Okay, Shirley.
Yeah.
Tell me your question, okay?
I'm just wondering if my son has any messages for me. He passed away on Thursday, and they found him today. They think he died of a heart attack in his sleep.
Oh, Shirley, I'm so sorry.
His name was Eric Odenwiller from Delphus, Ohio.
What's his first name?
What's that?
Eric
Odenwiller. From Delphus, Ohio.
Eric Odenwiller.
Welcome to the next person here. Thank you for being here. Please say your name. Brian
Isaac.
Is it Brian Isaac?
Zion Isaac.
Zion Isaac. Hi, Zion.
Hi, Zion.
Welcome. Hey.
Hi, Zion.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
And let me see, before we start, now, I just met Zion 5 minutes ago, okay? And he's 22 years old, and he's traveling around the country in a van. with his wife and her three children, and he came from Woodstock, New York.
Hippie's dream trip.
Yeah.
From the hippies and leaving New York now.
You don't have to embarrass me and yourself by yelling.
He's on a spiritual quest, and he reminds me of myself. So that's why I'm late. It reminds me of myself when I was younger. He's definitely a crystal kid. Did you know that, Zion? You're a crystal kid?
Yes, I've actually been told that by many, many different people.
And
well, he's come to the right call.
Does your wife want to say hello?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
I go by Nobby.
Say it again.
Nobby.
Nobby. Nobby, right?
Hi, Nobby.
Okay. Now, you have a lot of wind noise, Zion. You know that?
Oh, no, sorry.
Hang on. Okay, so we're going to get started in just a second.
I got a question for Shirley.
Yeah.
Hey, did your son order a grounding pendant 3 years ago? About.
Ooh. I know I had ordered some pendants.
Did you give one to him?
I've given him different things, but I've given him different things for protection, like a eagle feather was our symbol to each other. You've helped him find numerous jobs, Terry. I'm so thankful for all the help that you have given, and you have showed him the light when he was in the darkness, and you gave him hope and faith, and he was able to connect with his higher self at times. And I was just so thankful. And he believed. He believed in the connection and in the spirit.
Yeah.
And good. I just want to thank you so much.
Do you know what his telephone number was?
Oh, no, not off the top of my head. I'd
have
to look it up.
Code?
Do you know the area code?
It would have been the 419 area.
419. Because I received a call about 2 weeks ago now from somebody named Odenmeyer, and he said that he got a pendant 3 years ago, and the stones fell out. And so I told him that I would send him new stones for it, and then I looked through back orders. I spent hours looking for his telephone number or for, you know, because I thought I could just look at Odenmeyer and it would come up, but it didn't come up. So,
Are you sure it was Odenmeyer?
I'm absolutely sure it was Odenmeyer.
This was Odin Weller, W-E-L-L-E-R.
Odin Weller. Okay, so this was different.
That would be a different fellow, yes.
A different fellow, yeah.
Yeah. I passed my pendants on to my grandson for protection.
Yeah.
But I need to order more for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
Find you on the floorboard.
You want to hear something amazing?
Sure.
Yeah.
This fellow Zion that's on the line right now, right?
Yeah.
He was at the shopping center, standing on the corner with the sign saying, I need a little money. And I had stopped to give him some money. And I just had the inner thing. I said, I should talk to this guy. Because he didn't look homeless. He's very refined. Looks like an Elohim soul. And we're talking. And I showed him one of our little promotional cards for the pendants. He looked at it and said, somebody just gave me two of these.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite the crazy coincidence.
Well, you know, that's how you figure things out, you know? And his father used to work in the recording studio in Woodstock, there's Bill Sound, where so many people, famous people, recorded. And you know who else worked in Bearsville Sound? Daphne's former husband. Okay? And,
small world.
So, I said, just get on our call tonight, okay? And, Zion, give me a question. Come on.
A question. Let's see. Were me and you meant to meet in synchronicity?
And this guy is 22 years old.
This life.
Okay. Now, Prudence said she sent a question in, and I don't see it. Prudence, are you on the line?
Yes, I also sent it to your email. So the copy of that is to you, and also Hayes has a copy. I sent to his email.
I just sent it to the questions like 10 minutes ago.
I sent a question to questions also, again.
Why are they not coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I sent a question as well, Wayne, this is Edwin.
No, I got your question, okay?
I sent one in last week.
I sent one too.
Wayne blocked me.
What?
He went and blocked me because I asked too many questions.
You got good questions, Dawn.
Good questions, Don.
Last week I sent one in.
Did I get your question last night, Carmenonda?
Yeah. He didn't get to it, though.
You know, you're supposed to send it again.
Okay. You mean say it again?
Send it again.
Okay, I got to find it.
Do you see it there?
How many questions do you have? Do you need more questions, Wynn?
Send it in. Send it to Winfrey at Yahoo, okay? And hi.
I sent mine to Gmail, just so you know.
Oh, you did?
Okay, yeah.
Let me check Gmail, okay? I don't usually check Gmail, okay?
I sent mine into the questions.
Yeah, I did too, and last week too. And it didn't go through. I mean, you didn't get it.
So did I.
Okay. I have yours.
Okay.
I got yours for them. Just a moment here.
I sent mine at about 7:30, 8 o'clock kind of range, if that helps.
This morning?
No, it was before the call.
I sent mine to Yahoo just now.
Okay,
yeah. Welcome, Anna.
Okay, Prudence, I got yours. Let me go through
welcome,
quickly.
Debbie.
Let's get started.
This conference is being recorded.
This is June 19th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And everybody everywhere. And this is the night we ask questions.
Muted.
Thank you, guys, that you guys have submitted. If there is anyone that's listening that's new, it's kind of far out. We're communicating with two sources that have combined to answer our questions. The sources, now I'm going to say this is something you have to listen for a while to say, oh my God, this is real, okay? Because it's too far out to believe when you hear it the first time. But the two sources, one is the Council of Elohim, and they say they are a group soul. The beings in the group are pure energy, and they existed before there was a physical universe, and they actually created the universe. Elohim is one of the names for God in the Old Testament. It's also the name the Mormons use for God. They do not say they're God in the way that we normally think of the term God. They would identify themselves, and they have as our cosmic big brothers. And I've come to believe that they did create the universe, but the universe has gotten fairly screwed up because everything was given free will in the universe. So at the lower levels, people lost the ability to connect with the divine in each other, and they feel separated and alienated. And they get jealous, they get greedy, they enslave each other. And these sources are here to help do their little part to see if they can help people get out of the lower matrix. And that's one of the group's roles. The other group's role calls themselves the Ra Group, and they say they are comprised of souls that had physical bodies, had existences, and graduated from this realm. In other words, they got off the wheel of reincarnation. And then they teamed up on the other side, tens of millions of them, to help planetary populations that were still being stuck in reincarnation. So we are talking to a source that identifies itself as Ra'an, and it's collaboration between these two group souls. The Ra group tends to be, has wisdoms in certain areas that the Elohim doesn't have, because the Elohim has never gone through reincarnation and, you know, gotten trapped in this realm. And the Ra group knows how to get untrapped, how to free yourself. The Elohim is more powerful than the Ra group. They can send energy into this realm that many of the people that attend our calls can heal. So we're going to do an invocation. Terry, would you like to say anything from your human side?
No.
No. Terry is going to answer these questions from Ra'an. And for anyone new on the line, it took me a few years to believe this was real. And one of the things that really was a deal maker, was when I asked them if Terry was ever anybody famous in a past life, and they said, look up St. Catherine of Siena. So I looked up St. Catherine of Siena, and I found the story of this young woman who would go into a local church in Siena, Italy, and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. St. Catherine, Dialogues with God, is an officially sanctioned piece of Catholic literature still available on Amazon. And Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine, as well as her personality, as I studied her. So I'm going to do a little invocation of protection, and then we're going to ask some of these questions. And for some reason, some of the questions are not coming up, so I may stop. And if you had submitted a question and I don't read it, then you'll have the opportunity to just ask it, okay? Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra'an. We are an aspect of the Ra group and an aspect of the Elohim group that have come together to make a bigger footprint together and express further expansion of energies and vibrations that more people could be able to tune in you and get you a broader range of answers depending upon who among us has had any experience or knowledge in a certain area. If we ever see anything that does not make total sense to you, disregard it, as it is not meant for you at this time. We come directly to you. We do not come through the telephone wires or the telephone or the computer. That is where the voice comes from. So we are arriving first before the sound. We are directly in touch with those that wish to be communicated with and in touch with. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I just want to clarify, what they're saying is you hear their voice on the phone, but because you're on this line, they're able to find you, and they're saying they have the ability to make a direct connection with you during the course of this call if you are open to it, because they don't violate free will. And sometimes you have to come on a few times to get your own mind out of the way so you can feel the energy. Okay, this is from Debbie Enshine in Costa Mesa. And I'm going to make a couple comments on her question, and then I'll turn it over to our sources. If all time and space is now, and I have many lives all at the same time, how is my soul in so many places at once? And I just wanted to say, it's kind of like if you're in a car and you're driving along a freeway. Your car is moving along the freeway, and it's in different areas. But you're always in the car, so you're not in... Once you have a lifetime, the aspects of that lifetime stay with you. For example, one time with Daphne, and this was a surprise, and some of you have heard this tape, this voice came through that said it was Nefertiti. And I was thinking, how could Nefertiti come through Daphne if she was the reincarnation of Nefertiti? And you can't... That you carry the aspect of your past lives. You don't carry an aspect of your future lives because they haven't been created yet. And each life is a creation in the now. And it is a creation. And the universe is changing moment by moment by all the creations in the now. And each of us is constantly recreating ourselves. And so depending on how we create ourselves, we are changing the universe. But it's always in the now. But you carry, as I understand it, you carry the aspects of your past life. They exist. And they can actually speak through you. At least I had the experience of it. But you're not there. You're here, and then when you leave this life, the aspect of this life will somewhere be carried with you into your next life. That's how I think it works. But let me turn it over to our sources and see what they say.
Thank you. There is a continuum of creation of time, so that, like yesterday, was something you can remember as yesterday. Your last life is something that you could remember as your last life. But this is the creation has been of time. And time is then created momentarily. Everything is created in the now, and your past is in the time that occurred back when it occurred. So there is a continuum of creation, and this is all put together mathematically, and the mathematics changes momentarily, and with each change in the components that make up the final result changes. So when you can move from the third density into, say, a higher density like the 12th density where everything is originated, then from that viewpoint you can view any point as if it is now. Something that occurred in the past. For instance, if you might be listening to a tape recording and you tune in to the past when the tape was made 50 times before and erased 50 times, suddenly you're in the time frame of that tape being made 50 times before, and you are moving into the creation of that tape of 50 times ago as if it is in the now. It is as if there are parallel realities that are still echoing what happened in the past, but in the now, and it is all moving forward at one time in the now. And when we say at one time, now in the third density is very slow because you have all the components that have to keep up with everything. And as you move into the higher densities, say the 10th density, then there is not so much to keep up. There is not so much creation around. And time goes much, much faster. In other words, a lot of things happen in a unit of time in the 10th density that if you were in the third density, not very much would happen. And you moved from the 10th density into the third density, and everything seems very slow. For us, the Elohim, where we reside generally, everything is very fast, but we do not think of it as being fast. We think of it as progressing normally, but then when we get in to move into your density, into your third density on Earth, then all of a sudden everything seems very slow. It is when you think of everything happening at the same time, it is maybe slightly different in that there are different times. The everything is going on at the same time, but there was yesterday and there was the day before. And those are all recorded as if they were in and out. But in the recording can be looked at as something in the past lives, two past lives, five past lives ago, yesterday. So it can be changed. Like, so if you change the components, everything is put together by equations. So if you change the component of an equation, the final result changes. The outcome changes. So let's say that you had a fight with somebody a long time ago and you want to correct that somehow. Then if you can correct all the components of that in the now, go over it in your head, love the guy or try to understand him or forgive him, then the components of the equation that make up that past incident change. So everything is a result of the components that make it up. We hope that gives a little glimmer of how that works.
Thank you. From Shirley Odenweiler in Ohio. Shirley's son passed away a few days ago, also living in Ohio. Passed away in his sleep, I believe, from a heart condition. And she said that her son, while he was alive, connected with our work in some shape or another, and it helped bring a lot of balance and enlightenment to him. And she just wants to know, I'm sure she wants him to know that she's paying attention to him. And I don't know if it's too soon for him to give a message back to Shirley, but let me turn it over to you.
Thank you. He has been desperate to contact you and desperate to contact other people, other friends and members of the family, and let them know. Like, he's there. He hasn't just dropped off the face of the universe. He is there. And he feels some relief at relaying that message to you. He is there, and he wants you to know that he just didn't drop off communication, and he is there. That's the message. He is there, and he loves you, and he misses the contact, and so maybe you can say, thank you for your message. Thank you for getting in touch. We love you, and you are a big part of us. And don't worry. Just relax into this. No, I just don't want to do that. Anyway, he wants to get you on the phone and call you up, and he wants to sit across the table from you or on a sofa, and he wants to talk to you and say, well, I'm okay, Mom, I'm okay. And that's a big part of what he's feeling. And
Sure. Shirley, do a star six right now. Do star six and say something to him. Star six. I'm trying to find
Hello?
You.
Hello?
Okay, yeah. We're not sure. Go ahead.
Do you have anything you want to say to him?
Just much love upon his sojourn. And
he doesn't want a sojourn. He doesn't want a sojourn. He just wants to sit and talk. And be there anyway for right now. He's there.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I just love him and I miss him and I will listen and I was kind of getting his messages the last couple of days and I will be open to receive.
Sure. Shirley, I got some really good news for you.
Oh, she loves to hear your voice. Go ahead, Wim.
You know,
yes.
We're catching up. You're one of the few people that has a reading that's been left hanging for a couple of years now. And we're catching up on that. So, Eric, Shirley, Eric,
you're caught up.
We're going to do a reading with Shirley, and you'll have a chance to talk to her directly. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it was really hard lying there those days, those 3 days. It was really hard. He couldn't move, and he was like, I gotta talk to Mom. I gotta talk, and there's other people he wants. Yes. He wants to talk. He wants to just, you know, say, he is there. He's there. I'm here.
Yes, I kept feeling him. Yes. Oh, thank you so much. Yes. And I will follow through on that. My family is so disintegrated, and it's going to take a lot of strength to pull that together. But I will pull it together.
He keeps saying, just talk to me, Mom. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. Just talk to me.
I'll do that. I will. Yeah. Yeah, he could be a chatter monkey at times.
Right. Yeah, he misses that. Yeah, he's like, for 3 days, it's like, how can I get in touch with those guys? How can I get in touch?
Thank you so much for this connection, for making it happen, and for helping me with the clarity and the communication. And
keep talking to me when these people hang up. Just keep talking to me, Mom.
Yes. It was like they was wanting to do a funeral, and I was saying, no, let's do a celebration of life. You know, we were raised Catholic, but we broke away from Catholicism, and he lived with me for a while in Alaska, and he just so loved it. He was so connected with nature.
Let's just take a moment and send Eric on the other side all this love. Is that okay, Eric?
Oh, he gets it. He loves the words. He loves the words.
Oh, oh my heavens. I'm just so glad that we have connected finally, because he had been without a phone for the last couple months, and we were not able to talk. And I felt we felt disconnected from each other.
He probably felt like Terry feels the first two times.
Yes.
Listen, I got we're running out of time, and I got more questions. And I promise
thank you.
But we'll have more.
I love you, Eric.
We're going to try to do a session tomorrow, okay?
Bless you.
And hook you guys up, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
Much love.
And Eric, we're going to keep sending you love, all right? So this is from Prudence. And last Friday night, early in the morning, I woke up, 4 a.m., I was enchanted by the energy in the room, as it was thick, electric, and very beautiful. I half sat up. I was wide awake. This was not a lucid dream. I felt like my third eye was open, and I had that inner sight feeling I have had many times before. But this time something happened. From behind my head, I heard a whoosh sound. The sound had an energy tail as it moved towards the front of my head and then towards my left. All of a sudden, a gold object appeared in 3D in my lap. It seemed 3D solid to me. as it had form, and it was thick, and it literally manifested out of the energy whoosh right in front of me. It looked like a symbol of some sort. It had what appeared to be two wings, no feathers, though, on either side of the circle. The circle was in the middle, and the wings emanated from it. The center circle also had a swirly on top of it. It looked like a vortex as it rose up and straight out of the gold circle. I thought of an ascension-type symbol, the swirl, a vortex symbol, and it was gold. I marveled at it, then I went to touch it, and it disappeared. It's interesting to note, when it vanished, it imploded. It did not explode outward to disappear. It poofed inward and gone. Can you tell me what this was, who sent it, and what it means?
Thank you.
It's positive.
It was a symbol of Ra. The symbol of the presence of Ra, part, an entity from the Ra group, who was able to put that image out and let you know that this aspect of the Ra group was visiting you.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Quick question from Zion, who I met just before the call. And it felt like a synchronistic encounter. And he asked, is that a synchronistic encounter? Have we known each other in the past? He's 22 years old and traveling around the country, footloose and fancy free. Not quite, because he has a wife and three children with him. And he's 22 years old. So, can you quickly answer that one?
Yes. Yes, it was a synchronicity. A synchronicity happens when there is a coincidence of energies that come together. Vince has very much empathy with Woodstock. He went to Woodstock. Vince has empathy with travelers. Vince has empathy with wanderers who are exploring place to place, and you also have such affinity. And when these aspects, the frequencies are in a similar coincidence, then they are drawn together. And so it is no accident that this happened.
Thank you. Did we know each other in past lifetimes?
Is that his question?
That's my question. All right, never mind. Forget it. Forget it. All right. Well, I'll let him ask it some other time. All right. We got about 2 minutes, then we got to go to Whole Planet Healing. And is there a spirit? This is from Sarah. Let me just see here. Sarah, if you're up against the wall, send me another email, and I'll try to get this privately, okay? If you can't wait till next week. And Edna, the same thing. It seems like it's an important question. I'm going to be really busy because I'm going to do a talk on Saturday night and driving to Palm Springs area at Abby's house. And I think it's going to be good. So, let's see now. Dharmananda, is there a spirit in my house? The reason I ask is because I saw a shadow behind me last week, Boulder Creek, California.
We answer yes, there is a spirit in your house. However, he does not stay in your house. He comes and he goes. And very interested in you, in your energies, and that maybe he could learn something from you. Yes, the answer is yes, there is a spirit, but he's not there all the time. He will drop in and visit. He's very interested in you.
look a little bit farther, and we sometimes your mother comes to visit, but we do not see that it was your mother. Thank you.
Okay. So it's 6:57. We're going to have to end. We're going over to Whole Planet Healing right now. 712-770-4340. And the pin is 250513. 712-770-4340. And the pin, 250513. Thank you all for being here. This was a crazy call tonight. Eric, if you're still listening, we love you. And
he's talking to his mom. He's hanging around his mom.
Okay. Shirley, read Eric a book or something. He's listening to your voice. Okay?
Just talk to him.
Just say whatever you want.
Tell him bedtime stories. Tell him stories from his childhood or something, just so he can hear your voice.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Around anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you all.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Productive call.
Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.